So you're going full time with this?
We're open Monday through Saturday now.
Okay, great.
Every day from 10 o'clock to 2, we're catching that. We're catching the lunch hour, so to speak, uptown, and we are working parties, promotional work. We just signed on a couple more customer appreciation parties. So getting into this, you can do a lot of things. You can have a daily spot, a weekend spot, festivals. You know, sky's the limit if you really want to work.
This is Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio, and today we're talking with Rocky Marlowe in Hopkins, Minnesota. Rocky sent me an email and sent me some photographs of his cart, which I got to tell you, that is a beautiful cart, Rocky.
Thank you.
I'm going to have the pictures up for everybody to see it when they're listening to this this call, and it's a really sleek-looking black cart. I've never seen anything like it. Where'd you find this cart?
Well, what I did, actually, is started this venture and started looking at carts. I got some ideas, you know, throughout the hot dog world, really, looking at everybody from Canada to North Carolina to Florida, and I right in my back door here in Long Lake, Minnesota, a company called Chameleon Carts has been in this business, and I actually sat down and met with the gentleman's name is Mark Palm, and he designed this cart with, you know, us in mind, and what we really wanted to do, and great ideas came out of that. And we actually got a color in mind that would, you know, stand out in the public and catch your eye when you drove by.
Yeah, so, it definitely does that. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the graphics we put on there, you know, makes everybody kind of watch it, you know.
Definitely. It looks really professional.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I see your umbrellas. You're serving Red Hot Chicago hot dogs?
We are doing Red Hot Chicago.
That's a good dog.
I did a little sample testing on my way to starting this venture, and I really liked everything about it. There's some great hot dogs out there in the world, and I've probably had them all, but I just settled with Red Hot, and I'm very happy that we did.
Aren't they the original people from Vienna Beef that split off and started their own thing?
You know, it could be. I actually met a vendor in Minnesota here, and he told me about Red Hot Chicago and the history, and sent me some information on it, and I was sold on it after I ate them. Everything about the all-beef hot dog that they have is great.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been, through our fan base and starting Uptown Serving now, we've got nothing but great results and great comments back.
Excellent. So how long have you been in the business?
Well, actually, we just acquired our Minnesota state license, and we approached the city of Hopkins a number of months back, and they allowed us to work on 2 4-day permits.
Okay.
So really, we're in our third week of business right now.
Okay. Looks like you have a nice location there on a nice
cobblestone. Yeah, we're right on Main Street.
Very good.
It's kind of a memorial. It's called the Clock Tower.
Okay.
And in meeting with the City Council of Hopkins and deciding where we should try our spot out, catch some noon lunch hour and stuff there, it's really a sweet spot to be in. Traffic, you know, constant traffic and great people. You know, you get to talk to the people. That's part of what this business is.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. I enjoy it.
Very good. So are you doing this as a full-time venture or is this a part-time thing?
I am now. Okay. Unfortunately, like a lot of other Americans, I lost my job and was really looking to what to do. And actually, my son and daughter and wife said, you know, why don't you try this? And I really sneezed at it a few times. And then I said, why not?
Yeah.
And we're going to do it right the first time that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give a lot of credit to my family for you know, really giving me that little jump start I needed to really, all right, let's make this a deal. Let's do it right.
That's great.
And we've done that, and I'm very happy.
Very good. So business is good for you right off the bat?
Yep. You know, we can always say we can do better, but
yeah,
we're not unhappy with where we are after 9 days, I'll tell you that.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm actually, my people are from Minneapolis area. I was actually born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. You know where that is?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, and we lived there for about 5 years, and my grandmother actually had a house right on the water on Lake Minnetonka out in Mound.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area of the country you got up there.
Yeah, Lake Minnetonka is a beautiful lake.
Yeah.
As is Grand Rapids. That's a pretty area, too.
Yep, it's pretty remote, too.
Yes, very remote, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going full-time with this? Do you have
We're open Monday through Saturday now.
Oh, okay, great.
Every day from 10 o'clock to 2.
Uh-huh.
We're catching the lunch hour, so to speak, uptown, and working with Hopkins. We didn't feel that we needed, you know, to do any more than that right now.
Yeah.
We are working parties, promotional work for people.
Sure.
Customer service work for people. We just signed on a couple more customer appreciation parties. So,
okay.
You know, you getting into this, you can do a lot of things.
It's real flexible.
Yeah, you can have a daily spot, a weekend spot, festivals. You know, sky's the limit if you really want to work.
Right, exactly. How did you start getting into the customer service kind of things, the customer appreciation things?
Well, we thought of ways, you know, let's start out Monday through Friday and Saturday uptown, then let's look at how we can take this to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And basically in talking with people and, you know, the Red Hot Chicago people that we're working with said, you know, don't be afraid to do... you know, talk to some people about customer appreciation days, talk to some festival. There's a lot of, like every state has, there's a lot of summer festivals, you know,
yeah.
Parades and you know, just every art fairs to everything. And
yep.
I just put my name out there and we had a couple thousand flyers made up, and every day after we close, we do a little walking and handing out and shaking some hands, you know, and introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And it's taken off. You know, anybody getting started in this business, my only, you know, advice to them would be don't be afraid to just go out and meet everybody you can.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's a novelty thing at first, but then again, you know, when you got 30 minutes for lunch, you're number one.
Yes.
You know, people swing by and say, hey, I got this quick, and I love it.
Yep.
You know, it's nice.
Yeah. And it's, what did you do before this?
Well, actually, getting to your Grand Rapids days there, I actually was a boat salesman.
Oh, okay.
Sold outdoor products mainly for a real nice company.
Mm-hmm.
We're located up around Lake Mille Lacs, that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're familiar with that if you live in Grand Rapids. But with the turning of times and everybody's money getting a little tighter, unfortunately, you know, our company had to cut back. And it's just what great company to work for, great people, just... You know, it come that time where they just couldn't afford to have everybody there. And,
right.
Unlike half the nation, I sat home on unemployment.
Yeah.
Twiddling my thumbs, what do I want to do next? And basically, I have to give credit to my kids and wife to, let's give this a try. And
oh, that's great.
Very happy that I did it. Yeah.
It's great that they were
behind
you.
Very supportive. Yep.
Yeah, that helps, doesn't it?
Yep. Yes, it does.
That helps a lot.
Yep. It's fun. It's really fun, actually.
Yeah, you know,
It's a job, but it's also, you can make it fun. You know, the people make it fun, the little kids to the senior citizens to everybody in between.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig, working 3 or 4 hours a day and hanging out and talking to people. And there's a lot worse jobs out there, aren't there?
That's right. Yeah.
And the money.
An hour and a half window during lunch, you can make a lot of money.
Yes, you sure can. Very cool.
You know, it's something you have to stay with it.
Yep, definitely. So, your plans for the future, you're going to stick with one card, or you think you're going to expand?
I want to grow with you know, our business. I would think we'll start out, you know, slow and see what this year brings. Will we grow? We want to, of course. Add another card? Yes, we really want. I think the sky is the limit. A lot of competition around, but there's also a lot of people. So, Minnesota, Minneapolis area is big, and
yes.
We're still going to go to the festivals. I think that's kind of a plan B operation to your company.
Okay.
I think if you get a spot during the week and you can work some special events, you know, you can only better yourself. You meet people there and you work a 4-hour parade with, 15 to 30,000 people there, you can put the figures together yourself.
Yes.
You
know? It can be very lucrative.
So,
that's right.
We got our first real big gig coming up here. Hopkins Raspberry Festival is known throughout the state. Mm-hmm. Very big parade. It's a whole week festivities, but we're going to be working our corner. And we're also going to be Friday night softball tournament we're going to work. Saturday is fun days. We're going to work that, plus the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with all the other vendors, the parade, will bring 15 to 30,000 people to town. So we're going to work the parade route. So
definitely,
that can do a lot towards your monthly income. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. And
we're excited about that. So.
Oh, I'm sure you are. I just want to go back and touch on something you said about competition and that there is competition out there. And I always view competition as a good thing. I'm always afraid.
I do too.
I'm afraid to go into a business where there's no competition at all.
Right.
Unless you're in a rural area, obviously there's no competition for obvious reasons. But if you go into a business with no competition, that means nobody's making any money. And if you do have competitors out there, that means people are making a lot of money. So it's a good business to get into.
Yeah, and the best thing to do too in this, Steve, is to don't be afraid to call your competition and talk to them. Say, I'm in Hopkins. Everybody to a certain degree respects everybody else's territory.
Right.
I'm not going downtown Minneapolis when my friend Jared happens to be there.
Right.
But then again, if he has too many weekends, too many events on a weekend, he might call me and say, "Will you handle one of these?"
Exactly.
And I might also do that back. And I think people have a lot of respect for each other in business.
Mm-hmm.
And especially this, working with the communities.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt you at all to say, "Hey, John, how you doing?" Or, "How's Steve? How you doing?"
Yep, that's
I'm Rocky.
Great
I'm in Hopkins now. And here's what I'm doing. And I think breaking the ice with that and talking to them is really big. They only respect you as much as you respect them. And
you're absolutely
I think
right.
That, if you get mutual things going, everybody will work together on it.
Yes.
And that's what business should be. Really.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of
getting along.
Yeah, that's kind of the atmosphere that we're trying to foster on the Hot Dog Cart News blog.
Yep.
Getting everybody together and sharing ideas and just trying to develop a community there. So.
I think it's great. I read it all the time. I've even gotten a couple of good ideas off there, and it's neat to hear people, get a big weekend gig or, I've got a new area or, I think it's neat that a family actually can do this.
Yes.
From husband and wife on down to your children that can wait on people and see how much fun it is both ways. It's, it makes that business, that we're in right now, the hot dog vending, fun.
Yes, it really does. And it is something the whole family can get involved in. And I've heard from more than one woman that started this business up and actually was able to get her child out of daycare, and she brings her child with her. And how great is that? That's just a beautiful thing.
That's what it's all about, really.
Yeah.
It's, you'll have your good and bad days, just like any other business venture.
Oh, yeah.
You have good and bad days when you go to a job and punch the clock.
Yes.
I just think that, just very happy now that I did it.
Cool.
And I think, you can get as big as you want, or you can stay as comfortable as you want. It's kind of what you want to do, and
mm-hmm.
people still like what I call the old-fashioned lunch, and affordable.
Yes.
And
how great is it to be the one making the decisions that affect your life instead of having that done by somebody?
That's a perfect point. It's a perfect point that you can, if it rains one day, and you have to be off, then get on the phone and start lining up some festivals.
Yes.
So far we've had fabulous weather. It gets a little warm here like it does everywhere throughout America, and it gets a little humid. But that 4 hours uptown, I can't tell you how many times this is a great idea. I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
But it's a quick lunch for me, and I about time somebody did this.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I heard that.
It makes you happy that you did it.
I heard that over and over and over and over again when we were working our cart out in Union, Missouri. You know, everyone would come up and just say, how come no one's done this before? This is awesome.
Right.
Very good.
Yep. And they're so supportive. And then, you know, having a good product and having a little variety, everybody loves it. You know, the little guys can eat it and the adults can eat it. And it's just all about, you know, the family coming out and not having to spend $50 for lunch. You know, I know today with the economy the way it is, people just don't go out or can't afford to go out and have burgers and stuff every night. But it's nice to catch them on a Saturday and they can all sit and have pop and we can all talk and laugh.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. Very,
very good. Well, Rocky, I want to thank you so much for sharing all your insights and tips. I know you're...
Well, keep up the good work on your end. I appreciate
I'm having
the emails and the comments. I'll pass on some things. I wish everybody, you know, in this business luck. You know, if you hang in there and spend some time, it can be prosperous for everybody.
That's very true. Speaking of Lake Mille Lacs, my Uncle Jerry sunk a boat in Lake Mille Lacs a long time ago.
That's a big body of water.
All right, Rocky, well, take care.
All right. Check
back in with us and definitely keep us posted.
I'll be emailing. We sent us some pictures down the line.
Great.
Hopefully of the Hopkins Raspberry Parade.
Okay.
Got a little thing set up for some little characters, little boys and girls that come by. We're going to do some photo stuff with them and...
Mm-hmm.
And have a good time. We're going to bring out our fabulous hot dog hats for that day.
All right.
So we'll send you some of them funny pictures.
Excellent.
Along the way here.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay, Rocky. Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.